Arkansas lawmakers question prison officials after a convicted murderer escaped from the North Central Unit. Also, residents will get a chance to weigh in on a proposed billion-dollar state prison in western Arkansas. And a nonprofit opens a new school to serve Arkansas students with developmental disabilities. Those headlines and more coming up on KASU News for Tuesday, August 12, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas lawmakers further grilled high-ranking prison officials yesterday over a recent escape. Member station Little Rock Public Radio's Josie Lenora has more.
Monday's questioning revealed almost no new information on the escape incident, but reinforced legislative sentiment that officials need to take more accountability. Grant Hardin escaped from the North Central Unit State Prison in Calico Rock in May. Hardin was a violent offender. He was in prison for rape and murder. He didn't get very far, managing to hide out for almost 2 weeks near the prison. At the hearing, Division of Corrections Director Dexter Payne said the failure was the result of two employees. One employee allowed Hardin to work unsupervised on a loading dock. This made it easy for him to slip out of the prison. A second employee buzzed him through a gate without checking his identification. The two employees were terminated but not criminally prosecuted, something state law may allow. Payne says the Corrections Department is working to make changes to some policies, including those for classifying prisoners. Hardin was one of the only inmates at Calico Rock with a murder charge, yet was classified as being nonviolent. Payne also says a report on the incident is coming later this week. In Little Rock, I'm Josie Lenora.
Arkansas lawmakers will hold a public hearing on a proposed state prison in Franklin County. The Arkansas Advocate reports the legislature's Joint Performance Review Committee will let residents share their views on the project, but will not investigate site selection. More than 1,200 people signed a petition asking for a probe, citing concerns over infrastructure, environmental impact, and cost that could top $1 billion. A hearing date has not been set. A judge has ordered Arkansas prison officials to provide certain accommodations for Muslim inmates. U.S. District Judge Brian Miller on Friday ordered the State Corrections Department to separate Muslim inmates from others during Friday prayer services. Two prisoners sued the state in 2019, objecting to their religious services being held alongside other faiths, including the Nation of Islam. The top administrator of Arkansas's court system has been tapped to serve in a national role. Arkansas Administrative Office of the Courts Director, Marty Sullivan, will now serve on a national board of judicial administrators. Sullivan will serve a 3-year term on the board of directors of the Conference of State Court Administrators. This comes just months after newly elected Arkansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Karen Baker unsuccessfully attempted to fire Sullivan and several other court staffers. Former Arkansas state lawmaker and higher education leader Lou Hardin died yesterday morning. He was 73 years old. Hardin was a former state senator who served as director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education and president of the University of Central Arkansas. He resigned from UCA after receiving illegal bonuses and later pled guilty to federal money laundering and wire fraud charges. Next, Arkansas hospitals roll out a new toolkit to save mothers' lives during childbirth. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU station manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
There is a renewed focus on improving maternal health care in Arkansas, especially for postpartum mothers. The American Hospital Association has teamed up with healthcare software company Epic, rolling out a new toolkit specifically to address postpartum hemorrhages, the most common cause of death related to childbirth. Dr. Jackie Gerhart is a family medicine physician and a chief medical officer with Epic. She told member station KUAF that a hurdle for labor and delivery doctors is a lack of information and resources to address the problem ahead of time.
Feeling you have is, what else could I have possibly done? And if even this toolkit brings one more thing to the table that clinicians will be able to do faster that might potentially save one life, I think it's worth it.
Dr. Chris DiRenzo is a neonatologist and the Senior Vice President and Chief Physician Executive for the American Hospital Association. He says the average person has around 4 to 5 liters of blood, while pregnant women have more.
A severe postpartum hemorrhage is about 1 liter of blood loss. And so what we're really talking about is losing nearly 20% of your total blood volume, which is pretty significant.
The toolkit is already being used in hospitals across Arkansas, and is just one way clinics are working to improve the state's maternal health profile, which is one of the worst in the nation. Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has announced she will run for Tennessee governor in 2026. She joins U.S. Representative John Rose of Cookeville and Cito Pellagra of Arlington in the Republican primary. On the Democratic side, the Associated Press reports candidates include Memphis City Councilmember Jerry Green, Memphis community advocate Carnita Atwater, musician Adam Kurtz, and Tim Cryer from Gallatin. The primary election is set for August 6, 2026. President Donald Trump has removed former U.S. Representative Billy Long as IRS commissioner less than 2 months after the Missouri Republican won Senate confirmation. The White House hasn't said why Long was dismissed. On social media, Long says Trump nominated him to be ambassador to Iceland. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is now acting commissioner. Long's brief tenure is the shortest for a Senate-confirmed IRS commissioner since the position was created in 1862. Long represented Southwest Missouri in Congress for more than a decade. Travelers can now use mobile ID at TSA checkpoints in over 260 airports nationwide. State officials say the digital ID is available as a free app for anyone with a current Arkansas license or ID. More than 30,000 Arkansans already have a mobile ID. The Department of Finance and Administration says mobile ID will soon work in Google and Samsung wallets, with Apple Wallet coming later. The DFA advises travelers to keep their physical licenses until the system is fully accepted. A nonprofit serving Arkansas students with developmental disabilities is opening a new facility. The Easter Seals Arkansas K-12 Academy will serve up to 220 students when it opens in West Little Rock tomorrow. CEO Ron Eskdrand says having a central learning hub for their students is important.
And why does that matter? This building represents more than just expansion. It represents a brighter future for the students, the families, and the staff who make this school such a special place. Because where students learn matters.
The school features sensory-friendly rooms and updated medical services like an on-site nurse. It also features a classroom mimicking a small apartment to help students learn activities of daily living. The school was funded in part by $6.5 million from the state of Arkansas. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Brendan Donovan hit a go-ahead two-run double in the eighth inning. Miles Mikolas didn't give up a hit through 5 1/3 innings. The St. Louis Cardinals sent the Colorado Rockies to their eighth straight loss with the final score of 3-2. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.